You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to share a message with you this morning. Be deliberate in touching Jesus. Everybody is trusting God for something. Trusting for a breakthrough. Trusting for healing. Maybe for your family, your marriage, your business. And people want a permanent solution. And Jesus Christ is that solution. Often when we are trusting the Lord for healing or deliverance or breakthrough, we think if we can just get those things, it will be the end. It's not the end. Those things, it's a means to an end. The end is a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. What is your attitude when you're around Jesus? Do you just want Him to heal you? Or do you want Him to be your friend? God wants to be your friend. Amen? Wants to draw you close to Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this word. Thank you that it will touch and change people's lives, oh Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let your blood speak and let your mercy speak and let your favor speak for your people. But most of all, let your people hear your voice upon my voice as I share this message, Father. Touch and change hearts, oh Lord. Help us to be one with the difference. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 18, verse 42. The Bible says, his only daughter, who was about 12 years old, was dying. And Jesus went with him. He was surrounded by the crowds. There was always people around Jesus. Are you just around Jesus to see what's happening? Or do you have a desire to draw closer to him? Verse 43. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. I love this. 12 years. It's a long time. I want to tell you, if you've been trusting God for a long time, don't give up. Sometimes from a natural point of view, it seems like there's no answer, no cure. But Jesus is the answer to bring healing into your life. Verse 44, coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately the bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. Everyone denied it. And Peter said, Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you. What do you mean? And Jesus said, someone deliberately touched me. For I felt healing power go out from me. When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had been immediately healed. Daughter, he said to her, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. When I was reading this, God just challenged my heart. There's so many of us around Jesus the whole time, pressing against Jesus. But how many are touching Jesus? Are you pressing against Jesus, or are you touching Jesus? From a natural point of view, it will look the same. If you think about a crowd around a person, pressing the whole time, pressing, pressing, pressing. Everybody is there. Everybody is doing the same. One person touched him. What's the difference? Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. Faith is the difference. When you approach Jesus, are you approaching him believing that he is who he said he is? Or you're just hanging around, pressing against him, hoping that he will touch you? Or do you come with an attitude to say, I am deliberately going to touch Jesus? Am I talking to the right people here? When I read this, God touched my heart and said, how many times are you around me just pressing against me? And how many times are you touching me? God gave us a word and said, reach up, reach in, reach out. I want to say, when you reach up, are you pressing against heaven or are you touching heaven? When you reach in, are you allowing the word just to touch you? or to press against you, or are you allowing the word to touch you? Change your heart. Because one touch will change your life. In reaching out, are you just pressing against the community, or are you touching your community? The crowd was moving around, pressing. Jesus noticed the person that touched him. Then to the person that you say, I'm here to touch Jesus. James 1 verse 12 says, if your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith and receive the victorious crown of the promised to every lover of God. Everybody came to press against Jesus. This woman said, I'm here to touch him. I'm here to touch him. She had read a scripture or heard about a scripture, and this stirred something in her heart that she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, my situation will change. 12 years of suffering, 12 years of having no answer. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, things are about to change. Faith allows you to see the invisible. You know what's so amazing? When she touched the hem and she said, this is me, Jesus called her daughter. Jesus, when you touch him in faith, will always draw you close and acknowledge your position, that you're his son or his daughter. Can I just say this? When you're a son and a daughter of the Most High God, no condemnation. Turn to the person next to you and say, no condemnation. Just think about it. This woman with the issue of blood is not allowed to be close to Jesus. A matter of fact, if she, because it was of the bleeding, she was considered unclean. If an unclean person touched a clean person, the clean person would become unclean. That's why she was not allowed there, because she would make them unclean. But when an unclean person in faith touches Jesus who's clean, he makes them clean. Turn to the person next to you and say, remain in faith. Jesus was not embarrassed by her situation. She had heard a scripture. You know, Malachi 4 verse 2, it says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to the pastures. That's what the New Living Translation says. With healing in his wings. That is, tzitzit is the word used there, referring to the edge or the wings or the corner. This is what it's referring to. This is a prayer shawl. This is the tzitzit, this, the edge of the garment, the wings. See, she said, if I can just touch the hem, I will be healed. What faith. Jesus walking there, Jesus is walking there, people are pressing against him, nothing's happening. Even maybe tight again, nothing's happening. Pressing, pressing, pressing. One person comes, touches it. Are you pressing against Jesus, or are you touching Jesus? Jesus was not one of the things that day. He was the thing for her. If I can only touch his hem, I will be healed. Jesus immediately welcomed her by calling her daughter. When you approach God in faith, you become a son or a daughter of the Most High God. That's the only thing that pleases God. I can tell you a lot of things to make you feel good. But the Bible says the only thing that pleases God is faith. That without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. Everything which is not of faith is sin. Faith is not this pie in the sky. Faith is a lifestyle of trusting God in everything that you do. The key is to allow God's word to dominate your heart. When the word of God dominates your heart, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when the word of God dominates your heart, whenever you face a situation or circumstances, when your heart is full of the word of God, even if there's a storm around you, you'll be declaring the word of God, peace of God, comfort of God, hope of God into that storm. When you allow the word of God to dominate your heart by its very nature, it will change you and you'll find yourself acting with God, walking with God, planning with God. Can I tell you something? God looks at your heart. We can all sit here and smile, but Jesus looks and see who's happy in their heart. Let me rephrase it. Jesus knows who's pressing against him, and he knows who's touching him. When I think about this, pressing and touching, I think about, there's so many examples, but the 10 virgins. Could it be that the 5 with the empty lamps who didn't have enough oil were only pressing against Jesus, whereas the other 5 were touching Jesus so that their lamps could be full? Because the scary part about that whole story is that all of them were virgins. All of them had oil. All of them had lamps. All of them saw Jesus. All of them fell asleep. All of them had to be woken up. When they were woken up and they saw him, all of their lamps were still burning. Am I talking to the right people here? But it's those who touches Jesus that could enter in and remain with him, but those that were pressing against could not. Can I say something? As this woman was deliberate in touching Jesus, we have to be deliberate as a church. Be deliberate in your worship. Be deliberate in your serving. Be deliberate in your caring. Be deliberate in your forgiving. Can I have one amen with a smile? Give me an amen with a smile and just to remove all my insecurities. Matthew 15 verse 8 says, "These people honor me only with their words, for their hearts are so very distant from me. They pretend to worship me, but their worship is nothing more than the empty traditions of men." Everybody can sing songs in a crowd, but it takes those that are born of God to worship him in spirit and in truth. Can I say, when you're just singing songs in church, you're pressing against heaven. But when you worship in spirit and in truth, you're touching heaven. When you come around people that are worshiping God in spirit and in truth, touching heaven, you'll experience some of that oil and that joy will touch you. But can you keep your lamp full? This woman deliberately touched Jesus. Be deliberate in your praise. Be deliberate in your giving. Be deliberate in your forgiving. Be deliberate in your loving. Be deliberate in your generosity. Be deliberate, be deliberate, be deliberate. It's not accidentally going to happen. Can I say this? When we come and we say, "I'm going to worship God," we are pressing. But when we actually start to worship him in spirit and in truth, we are touching heaven. When we say, "I'm going to help," we're pressing against heaven. But when we actually start to help, we're touching heaven. Faith with works. Jesus, when he came to this earth, he was touching heaven. A matter of fact, he was manifesting heaven here on earth. When the disciples said, "How should we pray?" he says, "I'm going to teach you how to manifest heaven." When you glorify the Father's name, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The difference between pressing and touching is the action in your heart. Turn to the person next to you and say, be deliberate. Now we're talking about being deliberate in doing the good things. But sometimes people are deliberate in doing the wrong things. You know the story of the prodigal son. He was deliberate. He took the inheritance before the time and left. He did what he was not supposed to do. That is called rebellion. Don't be deliberate in rebellion. Be deliberate in obeying God's word. Not lip service, but actually worshiping God and exalting God and magnifying God. Turn to the person next to you with a smile. Tell them, I'm here to touch Jesus. Can I just say this? We have to be deliberate in loving God and loving people. Deliberate in loving God and loving people. I deliberately on a Sunday, what do we say? I say, lift your hands to heaven and let's be deliberate and tell God the Father, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. Deliberately say that. Can I show you an example of in the Bible of deliberate giving that just touched my heart? There's many examples, but look at this. Luke 21 verse 1, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Jesus was in the temple observing all the wealthy wanting to be noticed as they came with their offerings. He noticed a very poor widow dropping two small copper coins in the offering box. Listen to me, he said. This poor widow has given a larger offering than any of the wealthy. For the rich only gave out of their surplus, but she sacrificed out of her poverty and gave to God all that she had to live on. What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying, the people with a lot of money, they were pressing against me. This woman with the two coins, she touched my heart. She gave what her life depended upon. They gave what they didn't need. Don't give what you don't need. Think about Abraham. God asked Abraham, he said, will you sacrifice, be deliberate, and give me your son, the one whom you love? When I was reading this, I said, God, says, can you deliberately give to me what you love? Amen, 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 amen. Why do you think he was called the father of faith? Because he believed God. And when God asked him to be deliberate in his giving and make a sacrifice, early the next morning he went immediately and he said, let's do it. And he did not consider it a sacrifice, but the Bible says he told the servants, me and the lad, we are going yonder to worship. Because when you're born from above and you are walking with God, and God asks you something and you know that God has given it to you, you have revelation and understanding that you can only give to God what comes from God. And if it comes from God, you can give it to him as worship and not a sacrifice. But when you think it belongs to you and it's yours, my heart earned money. Because he gave you the strength to work hard. He gave you wisdom that other people don't have. He gave you knowledge that other people don't have. Maybe an IQ that other people don't have. To the glory of his name. So that everything that you do, you can give glory to God. If you can carry 20 chairs and do a job in half the time that other people can do, you give thanks to God. You don't look down on people that cannot do that because he gave you the strength to do it. Can I have an amen? Amen. Abraham had something to boast about. To have a son at the age of 100 gives you bragging rights. Am I talking to the right people here? Who of you want to come to the front? We're going to pray for you that you can live until 100 and have your first son. Anybody with that Abraham kind of faith? Nobody. Oh. Can you deliberately give your time? Can you be deliberate in your worship? Deliberate in your helping? Deliberate in your giving? Deliberate in walking by faith? Can I just say something? You know, in our culture, I spoke earlier on mindsets, strongholds. That we sometimes say, well, as long as I start traveling at 9:30 to church, I'm not late for church. No, you deliberately left late. If you want to be on time, be deliberate to be here to worship God on time. Amen. Can I have one amen?
Amen.
Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm changing my mindset. I'm renewing my mind. And maybe your culture allows you to do that, but in heaven, there will be no late prayer meeting, no late worship meeting. It will be on time. You want to worship every day on time God, then be on time for worship. It's a mutual relationship, amen? Mutual trust, mutual commitment, mutual sacrifice. I sometimes always have to set my alarm a little bit earlier. Amen. Are you pressing or are you touching? But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. To press against Jesus, you don't need faith. To touch Him, you need faith. And without faith, living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that He is real and that He rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking Him. Be deliberate in seeking God. Be deliberate in reading your Bible. Be deliberate in smiling. Be deliberate in being kind. We deliberately walk by faith. We deliberately smile when we answer our phone. We deliberately, when people want to cut in front of us, don't put our foot on the petrol, but put on the brake and say, be my guest. You need the 2 seconds more than me. Am I talking to the right people here? Some of us, just to have a better day, you're going to have to be more deliberate and smile. Because, you know, sometimes we can surrender our emotions to stupid things. Some of us can surrender it to a car. Some of you think it's still worth it to do that. Sometimes we surrender our emotions to food. Raise your hand, let me just see. Stupid things. Cool drink. They bring you the wrong cool drink, and now you deliberately become rude with the waiter. Am I talking to the right people here? And you surrender your emotions to cool drink that can do nothing for you. Can I say this? We have to be deliberate in obeying the Word of God. It's not always easy, but we have to be deliberate. Listen to what John 10 verse 17 says. The Father has an intense love for me because I freely give my own life to raise it up again. I surrender my own life, and no one has the power to take my life from me. I have the authority to lay it down and the power to take it back again. This is the destiny my Father has set before me. Jesus deliberately came to this earth. He deliberately gave up heaven and walked as a man here so that there can be hope for you and for me. From Genesis to Revelation, you'll find disciples laying down their lives, deliberately obeying the Word of God. If you're going to be a disciple, it's not by chance. It's not, I just come to church and then one day, oh, I'm a wonderful disciple. No, be deliberate. Be deliberate in reaching up, reaching in, and reaching out. Be deliberate in getting submitted and committed in a church. Be deliberate in serving in a department. Can I ask you this? What kind of obedience do you portray? Is it pressing obedience or touching obedience? Because both from the outside, they seem the same. But Jesus knows who are the ones who are touching him through being obedient, touching his heart, and who's just pressing. Am I talking to the right people here? If you're not going to give me an amen, give me an ana. I said on Friday, I said, don't let the potential that God has placed on the inside of you lay dormant because of disobedience. God has placed potential on the inside of you, gifts on the inside of you, things that you have been called to do. He will empower you and equip you to do his will. But you're a free moral agent. You have your part to play. I'm going to close with this. God has said it already. Jesus was very deliberate in coming to this earth. Deliberately walked on this earth. Deliberately died on a cross. Laid down his life. Be deliberate in your worship. Be deliberate in your prayers. Be deliberate in your caring. Be deliberate in loving God. Be deliberate in loving people. Be deliberate in forgiving. Be deliberate in giving. Be deliberate in your generosity. Be deliberate in your kindness. God will give us the grace and the strength to do that. Joshua in the Bible said, as for me and my house, we are deliberately going to serve him. You guys can decide if you want to press against heaven. We're touching heaven. You and your household, if you want to just press against God, then do that. I'm touching the heart of God. People that touch God enter into the promised land. Those that pressed against God, they stayed in the wilderness. Do you want to press against Jesus or do you want to touch Jesus? You know what's the difference? Everybody was pressing there. Hendrik, my faithful companion on the platform, please come up. Give the Lord a hand for Hendrik. Amen. When we stand here next to each other, pressing against each other, that's not pleasing to God. But guess what? I mean, what do you think is more effort? What is going to make us more tired, this or just doing this? Or touch this? Touching is less effort. This is going to make you tired. Pressing. You're hurting me. This is touching. For a man your age, you've got hard shoulders. Well-developed shoulders, amen.
Thank you.
Love you. Jesus loves you even more, amen. Be deliberate in drawing near to God, amen. Pressing against each other makes you tired. Touching Jesus, healing started to flow. When you touch him, healing starts to flow. Restoration comes, daughter, he will draw you close. When you touch him, he removes condemnation. Be deliberate including Jesus in your life. Be deliberate in including him in your prayers. Be deliberate including Jesus in your decision making. Those who deliberately touch Jesus receive healing. Allow God's word into your heart. Let the word of God touch your heart. When we give Jesus the rightful place in our hearts, everything starts to change. Many of us are facing challenges because we're not doing it the right way. Stop pressing against Jesus, hoping he will touch you. He's here already. He came already. Reach out and touch him. This is his way. We've got one life. for Christ Jesus, and that life is so dear. Touch him and run for him like never before. Reach up, touch heaven. Reach in, let God touch your heart. Reach out, touch a community. Siela.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.